This goes to Dr. Holmes, H-O-L-M-E-S, fax 989-463-1713. Regarding Peggy Harger, H-A-R-G-E-R. Date of birth is 9/12/1943. Dear Dr. Holmes, this is a follow-up visit for Mrs. Harger with stage 4 chronic kidney disease, diabetic nephropathy, hypertension, and renal artery stenosis. Her last visit was September 4th of 2025. She did have procedure done on her renal arteries in Saginaw. She sees Dr. Bays, B like boy, A-Y-S. He did an angioplasty, which did work for up to a week, and then restenosed. So she is scheduled to have another procedure and possible stent placed in August of this year by the same surgeon. She is feeling well. She has lost about 4 pounds over the last 9 months, and she states that blood sugar control is improving with a slightly higher dose of Lantus insulin. No chest pain or palpitations. No dizziness or syncopal episodes, no nausea, vomiting, dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena, no dyspnea, cough, or sputum production, no current edema. Medications, I want to highlight Losartan, 100 mg daily, chlorthalidone, 25 mg daily, Norvasc, 10 mg daily. For diabetes, the Lantus, metformin is 1,000 milligrams twice a day. No blood insulin per sliding scale before meals. Oral iron, regular dose aspirin of 325 milligrams on Monday, Wednesday, Friday. Vitamin D3, vitamin B12, simvastatin, and Synthroid. Physical exam, weight 154 pounds. Pulse is 89, blood pressure, left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 160/70. Neck is supple without jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear without rales, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen soft, non-tender, without ascites, and no peripheral edema. Labs. Most recent lab studies were done May 27th, 2026. Creatinine 2.07, estimated GFR is 23, sodium 141, potassium 5.0, carbon dioxide 21, albumin was 4.2, phosphorus is 5.8, random glucose was 137, hemoglobin is 12.0 with normal white count, normal platelet levels. Assessment and plan. 1, stage 4 chronic kidney disease with known renal artery stenosis, scheduled for a procedure in early August. She is on maximum doses of Losartan and other antihypertensives. 2, diabetic nephropathy, currently stable. 3, hypertension, slightly higher than goal, most likely due to the renal artery stenosis. She will continue to have lab studies every 2 to 4 weeks for this practice, and she'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 4 to 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.